Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Are you ready?
Yeah, what is this super unpopular take you're talking about?
Well, I actually want to I want to give you an appetizer first.
Okay.
Especially since Lucas just played a little clip there
of JK,
Jonathan Kuminga.
Uh-huh.
Lightning rod that he is this year in Bay Area sports.
He's the center of the offseason.
The appetizer to this take is that I hope Jonathan Kuminga is still on the team next year.
Okay.
I hope Jonathan Kuminga is still on the team this year. Look, I don't even know what's necessarily going to be out there in sign and trade possibilities. I don't know exactly what the Warriors really, 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 really think. You know what I mean? I think I know what they think, maybe even more so than what Steve Kerr and others say to us coming on the show all the time. But I don't know what they really, really, really think. Like, are they in the back hallways? Like, we gotta move on, man. We gotta get out of here. Or is Joe Lacob in the back, like, sitting everybody down in chairs and being like, if you all want jobs next year, then Jonathan Kuminga's on the damn team. Thanks for being here. Have a nice night. I don't know where that whole thing stands. But here's kind of, and so that could go a few different ways, and I'm not going to be, like, emotionally bent about that. But here's kind of where I'm going. I don't think there is, nor should there be, a big trade out there for the Warriors this offseason. Dot, dot, dot. I don't want Giannis on this team.
Whoa. You don't want Giannis?
Let me explain.
MVP finalist?
Let me.
He was kind of buried in Milwaukee this year because they had a whole lot of other issues. He was incredible this year.
Giannis is one of the best players in the world.
Amazing.
He's one of the best players in the world.
You don't want him? Oh, my God.
Let me explain.
Okay. Explain.
In a perfect world, I would want Giannis on the Warriors.
But we're dealing in reality, huh?
But this isn't a perfect world. And I think if all of us, I'm not going to say all of you, because I'm going to group myself with you, because I've spent the last 3 weeks since Shams was like, yep, he's going to explore. He's looking, and I'm like, oh, man, if there's any way, the Warriors could get their hands on Giannis. Quite frankly, any team. He is literally one of those players where it's like when LeBron was a free agent. If he points at you, just say yes and figure out the rest later. That's who I think Giannis Antetokounmpo is. That's what I think of Giannis. However, this is not a perfect world. And if we actually run this out, in other words, play it out and tell me what it would look like. Because I also know none of you want to give up Steph. Okay? And if you do say, well, what about Butler? Mark, would you give up Butler for Giannis? Well, duh. Of course. What will Milwaukee ask of you when you say Butler for Giannis? They make exactly the same salary to the dollar. So it's an even swap. What do you think Milwaukee wants to sweeten the pot?
A bunch of picks?
All of them. All of the picks.
And you don't want to do that, huh?
Well, Steve Kerr spoke on this very recently. It was on Tolbert's YouTube page. And I want everybody to hear this because this struck me. And it brought me to a place of like, oh, yeah, I want to do that, but that doesn't work. Like, ask me if I want to live on Kauai.
You want to live on Kauai?
Well, yeah, in theory. But, perfect. I do.
But,
that doesn't work. I have children in school. I have a job. And I don't like doing it on Zoom. I don't think that's fun. I have a wife to be. She probably would be fine with it. Her dad lives there. Like, I have parents who are aging. I don't want to go get island fever where just a handful of years ago they got a Costco and that was like a big deal. You know what I mean? Like, life is still kind of in 1991 on Kauai, which is wonderful.
You can say it might be better.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I could leave Twitter and Instagram here on the mainland. But like, it doesn't fit what I'm doing. So yes, I think of all the places I've been so far in my life, Kauai is the best. That is where I am. Absolutely the most relaxed version of myself. So, Mark, do you want to live there? Yeah, but no. No, because in this moment of my life, that does not work. And so I feel the exact same way about Giannis and the Warriors. There's a lot to discuss here, and we would love to hear from you. 888-957-9570. Is the number. Listen to what Steve Kerr said here. This is on Tolbert's show. And talking about the lay of the land right now for the Golden State Warriors and the way they plan to attack the next couple of years, also known as the rest of Steph Curry's career.
I think the Jimmy trade was a clear indication that we're going for it the next couple of years. You know, they gave Jimmy the extension. His contract lines up with Draymond's and Steph's. They each have 2 years remaining. Jimmy is one of the best players in the league. We instantly became one of the best teams in the league when he got here. Yeah, we're going for it these next 2 years. We're not in a position because, you know, Steph's 37, Jimmy 36, Draymond 35. And it's not my job, it's Mike's job to determine all this stuff. But can you imagine trading away your next like seven drafts, you know, with a team of, you know, built around three guys who were 36, 37? Like, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, right? So I think what we're doing makes sense. Like, we got Jimmy. I think finding, you know, another cornerstone next to Steph for these last couple of years was crucial. That's the hard part. And these last couple of years have shown that, you know, it's been really hard, you know, after we won our title in 22. Last couple of years have been tough. We needed somebody like Jimmy. Well, we got him now. He's still really good. I think we're set up to go for it the next 2 years, but you don't give up, you know, four firsts and three swaps and not when your guys are 37. So
yeah,
I think that's how we're operating. That's how Mike is operating. I think he's fantastic at his job. And my job is to, you know, coach the team and see what we can do.
So I'm kind of sorry for everybody who loves drama like TNT. Like, if you listen to that,
drama.
I can tell you right now, there ain't no damn big deal this offseason. There just isn't. Philosophically, they're against it. And he makes what I think is an inarguable point, which is that it is beyond stupid, even though I said this yesterday and I still stand on it, which is I am much more focused on right now, these next two seasons, than I am about anything that's going to happen after that. That said, to completely empty your holster while the core of your team has all had their 35th birthday, it's organizational suicide. It would be the stupidest possible thing that they could do, because they would be dead for a decade or more if they do it. And by the way, Giannis would be pissed. Like, what the hell is here for him to come play with Steph for 2 years, and then everyone's looking at him like, all right, dude, like, you're the team. And we have no picks, and we have no players, and we have no coach. We have nothing. But Fun Arena, we got a lot of fans. They really love it here. You're it. You're the only player on the team. Let's go. Let's build something. It would be suicide for Giannis.
Well, then you just trade Giannis once Steph hangs it up.
I mean,
you get a championship. You trade away all your picks to get Giannis. Then in a couple of years after you win a championship, you trade Giannis away somewhere else and you replenish your draft picks. Then you're all good to go with another championship in hand.
What a great pitch to Giannis. Come on out here.
Win a championship.
Be a total hired gun. We're going to put 37-year-old Steph Curry right next to you.
Still amazing.
Who's still amazing. Hamstring totally broke down at the wrong time. Draymond Green is going to be right next to you. Probably yell at you at some practices. The rest of the supporting cast is ay-ay-ay. But, you know, there's Kuminga over here. He needs the ball. And a year and a half from now, we will commence trade conversations for you again.
So you can go win another championship somewhere else.
And send you out again as you start to move into your mid-30s. Yeah. It doesn't work. Like this, that's all I'm saying. All of the things that all of us think about when you think of Giannis, I agree with you. But it doesn't work. It's functionally not workable.
Let me ask you this, and all the callers also, 888-957-9570. What would another championship with Steph in this era be worth for you? Like, if you could guarantee that trading away X amount of picks and whatever players gives you another championship, like, how much would you be willing to part with? Well, if you guaranteed Steph's fifth championship at some point the next 2, maybe 3 years, would you be willing to trade, like, 4 picks and 3 pick swaps? Your next 7 picks, don't own any of them unless they turn out more favorable.
In theory, yes, except hang on. Here's where my brain actually goes. It's not a matter of the picks. There's no asset right now, no player on the team that I wouldn't say part with that in exchange for Steph getting another ring. I'd say yes to all of that. But then ask yourself, this is where I go.
Okay.
If you get that fifth ring, are you willing to say the next 12 years of Warrior basketball will be dreck?
12 years is a long time.
That's a long time,
buddy.
But
a fifth championship for Steph would be pretty damn sweet.
You're going to be in your 40s. I'm going to be in my 60s. Generations of children will be like, dude, the Warriors suck. Like, it would be like the Cohan era when I grew up. They sucked. They were terrible. And everybody in this fan base knows it. We've celebrated a team that won one round. They have a nickname, and we make documentaries about them because they won one round in the playoffs. We have Hall of Fame players who had McDonald's hamburgers named after them, but they never, ever won anything in the playoffs. Nothing. Nothing. I think they won 50 games one time. We're handing out burgers to these people. They are Hall of Famers. They are still analysts for the team now. We love them. We love them because the backdrop was the organization was a joke. It was a joke. And fundamental to what I'm saying right now is why I always hate it when people do championship or bust. My goal is not ever championship or bust. It is annual relevance. I want sports in this city to be awesome all the time. I want them to be fun all the time. I want people to want to buy tickets all the time. So if you are asking me, would you trade a fifth title? And if what you have to give up is a decade of relevance, I have got to stop and think about that for a second. Absolutely. That does not sound that fun to me.
I think I'd do it. Fifth championship for Steph in a decade of you're looking at not making the playoffs. I think it becomes a little easier for me when, because the way that I view this is you make a big move and you can always like make the opposite move later. Like I threw out the Giannis, trade Giannis again. Now, why would Giannis want to come here in the first place is an entirely different conversation. But if we're living in this fantasy world, we can just go about it for a sec. Just because you make a move to empty your cupboard does not mean that you can't later make a move to replenish some of those picks.
To a degree.
Definitely.
To a degree.
Now, to get all of them back and high value picks back, yeah, probably not. But you can, just because your cupboard is empty at a certain point does not mean it is always going to be empty. I also think the other part of this is, and I just saw this come in on the text line, the 510.
Is it the part where they call me dumb?
No.
Okay.
That one as well. Yeah. But the other 510.
Well, and I knew that was coming, and that was very nice of the 510. He or she had a guilt trip. Like, he called me dumb and then texted two lines later, "Mark, your take is dumb. Not you.
Your take
not
is
you.
Dumb.
Okay. That was nice of you. I got a little warm fuzzy there. But
thanks
anyway,
to the 510.
Yeah, go ahead.
The other 510, though, and this is how I feel, which I think makes it easier for me to theoretically pull the trigger on something like this, is I'm of the mind, however many picks you got, when Steph hangs it up, you're going to be bad no matter what. The picks maybe gives you a way to avoid being terrible for a lot longer. But let's fast forward 5 years from now. Steph's gone. The Warriors don't trade any of their future picks. You think they're going to make the playoffs that year? I mean, it's impossible to know.
I would vote no.
Probably.
I would vote no. But let me rephrase that text that you just referenced and your take. I want to rephrase it for you and see if you'll still own it.
Okay.
Okay? 510 said the next 12 might be bad even if you don't make a big trade, right?
Yeah.
Let me rephrase that. I don't trust Joe Lacob.
Whoa. So you
why are you looking at me like that, Lucas? That's what that says.
Go on.
You're telling me that if you think 12 seasons after Steph Curry's gone, you think the Warriors will be bad that entire time. You are telling me, and I'm not, by the way, I'm not ready to fully disagree with you, but you're telling me that this entire thing is a house of cards held together by Steph Curry's greatness. And the second he goes, you have zero belief that this organizational structure will be able to stay relevant or do anything else to be even a decent basketball team once Steph is gone. That, to me, says I don't trust ownership.
Well, I think the Warriors' path to being relevant post-Steph Curry has so much more to do with just being an attractive place to play as opposed to them hitting the lottery in the draft again and finding a Steph and a Clay and a Draymond again.
And I'm with you. And here's how
that would be possible whether or not you have draft picks or not.
Listen, I agree with you. I would not phrase it as I don't trust Joe Lacob. Here's how I will phrase it. And we've talked about this somewhat under our breath because we're still in the Steph Curry window, so it's not terribly relevant. But when Anthony Slater writes that article yesterday about the competing agendas within the Warriors, Kuminga's is one, Steph and Draymond's is another, kind of Steve Kerr also.
Jimmy in there too.
Yep, that's another agenda. And then the organization, ownership, and their agenda. And a lot of people called us and they were like, Curry's agenda and ownership's agenda is the same agenda. I'm like, no, it's not. Because the ownership, and Joe has said this, they believe that they're going to be good always, even after Steph Curry is gone. And my response to that is, I'll believe it when I see it. I'd love to see it. I hope you're right. I do think Joe Lacob runs the risk of underrating how hard this is going to be. I do think that. I'm not saying yet that he can't do it because I have no idea. We've never seen this organization, this group, try to function without Steph. So I hope he's right. I think he might be underrating how hard it is because it's insane. It's very, very, very difficult. If you're not named the Lakers, like if you're competing for free agents like that, it is very, very, very difficult to sustain success if you don't have at least one or two great players? And where are you going to find them? I don't know. I don't know. But I don't think that the Warriors are, I think they're a very well-run organization. I don't think they're stupid. So I think that through the years, they will continue to make big swings and try to make big moves and try to stay relevant. They might have some wins and some losses there. My point is now is not that time.
When it comes to the competing agendas, I honestly think I'm a little surprised, honestly, at not necessarily there's a complete overlap between ownership and like the win now core, like Steph and Draymond, and you even threw Steve Kerr in there. But I'm surprised that there is as much overlap as there is. I mean, you played what Steve Kerr just mentioned, and he was on the Tom Tolbert show on YouTube, and it was a good conversation. But and this is something Steve Kerr said prior. Steph Curry said it as well. I remember, I think it was after the loss in Toronto earlier this year. It was like maybe a couple of weeks ahead of the trade deadline, and it was the game before the game in Minnesota where Steph said, all you Twitter fingers, tell us what deals to make. Like, you can just shut up a little bit. But the game before that was Toronto, and it was like a unified message from Steph and from Steve and from Draymond. They all basically said the same thing. For us to mortgage our future would be the most irresponsible thing we could ever do.
And they're right.
And yeah, probably.
They're right.
I'm just a little surprised that it's that group that feels that way, considering 2 years from now, that group might be done.
Well, you should love them even more for that take, because
like they
actually care about the organization.
Which, I mean, it's great, but
yep.
I don't know, from a selfish standpoint, and if I would like to think I would be as selfless as them, but if I was in their situation, I'd say to hell with 5 years from now. Well, do whatever you can to help me right now.
By the way,
while I'm still here.
I think I forgot to do this. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Don't worry, Lucas. It's not your everyday job, so don't need to worry about it. But anyway, point is that, let me take it a step further to what you're saying. Remember when they acquired Jimmy, and Draymond has spoken on what the conversation was like between him and Steph that night in Utah. They lose a horrible, horrible game. There are a lot of tears, apparently, right? Andrew Wiggins is sent out the door, and others, but mainly Wiggins is who we're talking
about. Forget
about
Lindy Waters.
Lindy Waters, too. Kyle Anderson.
Dennis Schroeder.
RIP, as far as your Warriors time. But Draymond said, we sat there and had a moment with each other where we were like, wow, they still believe in us. They still believe in our relevance. That's what the acquisition of Jimmy Butler meant to them. So I don't think the two of them are coming from this place that I think sometimes we think stars are, where it's like, I'm Steph Curry. I demand that you get me my guy. Which is the way a lot of our fans talk. I don't think they think about it that way. They were kind of touched almost. I'm 37 years old, and you went and got me a guy. That's incredible. The teams don't usually do that.
No.
You have to be such an unbelievable epic star for something like that to happen. And so it did. But the larger point to me remains, which is that the age of these players, we always talk about it in terms of injury. We probably should be talking about it more in these terms. The age of these players, why it is so relevant, you don't empty your organization for players who are about to retire. They're like, honestly, like, what would you think of the Lakers right now if they're like, oh, we better start trading Luka because LeBron wants a teammate? You don't.
Well, that's an entirely different situation. Luka's one of the best players in the league.
Okay, but
What
if the Lakers said, let's empty all of our assets going forward? Forget Luka. Luka stays. All of our assets, Austin Reeves, every young player, and draft picks for the next 5 years, because LeBron's about to retire, so we better give him another shot. Wouldn't you think that was stupid? Wouldn't you think it was stupid?
Trading Reeves, yeah, but Reeves is a player who can help them win right now. Trading picks? Sure. You're the Lakers. You don't need picks. You're going to go and get the best free agent every year anyway.
Maybe.
Yeah, do it.
Okay. I don't think teams do that. You empty the next 5 years for people who are about to retire. And I know no one wants to hear me say that when describing Steph, but I'm sorry, that's the reality.
I know we got to hit a break,
yeah.
But what if I told you I don't think they have to do that to win anyway?
Okay, let's talk about that. And we'd love for you to weigh in. 888-957-9570 is the number. Yes, I love Giannis too, but it doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
You don't love Giannis.
It does not.
He's out on Giannis.
Work. Well, he can't shoot. But anyway, we're sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater. That's Grandy in for Dibs, Willard and Dibs.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Woo. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.